Another priority on the Zika front is coming up with a better test to diagnose it. Dr. Mario Stevenson heads the Infectious Diseases Division at the University of Miami's Medical School. He's working on a Zika testing kit right now. Dr. Stevenson, how urgent is the need for this test?
Well, it's as urgent as you can get. Unfortunately, the areas in which Zika is circulating just now are also populated by other viruses that have strong similarity to Zika, including dengue. So the tests that we come up with are going to have to distinguish these very similar pathogens so that one can get a handle on what the incidence is, what the relationship to human diseases might be, and also to track the effectiveness of antivirals and vaccines when they come out.
When do you think you'll have your testing kit up and running for Zika?
Well, we have a functioning test that distinguishes Zika from dengue, and we are exploring its utility with colleagues in Brazil, just strictly for research purposes right now. But if it passes muster with some of the individuals who come into the clinic there in Brazil, then we could have something up and running for research purposes, not for general screening within a couple of months. For general screening, that's going to take a more involved effort so that it gains traction in some of these resource-limited settings that are hardest hit by the infection.
So right now, if I wanted to be tested for Zika, what would I do?
So you would go to a facility that's using our approach, and they would be able to use a molecular test. There are several groups that are using that test. It's not generally available for large-scale screening because it's expensive and involved. But when it comes to the general testing of the population, that will rely on the availability of an antibody test to detect the presence of antibodies in individuals who've been exposed to the virus and infected with the virus.
And is that available right now in places like Recife in Brazil?
There is no antibody test yet for the virus. In terms of timeline, the antibody test is, who knows, could be 6 months, it could be a year out.
I understand you have family in Brazil. How does that figure in your own motivation to develop a test for Zika?
Well, it's part of the motivation. Obviously, it strikes a chord. It strikes a chord also as a father with five children. Any parent seeing the images of microcephalic infants would obviously be moved by those images. Again, I have to caution that there's no absolute causative link between Zika and microcephaly, but we have to take that potential link very seriously. And, you know, for that reason, as parents, we all want to do something to try and stop this emergence of the virus, the potential spread of the cause of microcephaly, because we're all sensitive to issues that affect infants.
Dr. Stevenson, what would you say to Congress as it now debates President Obama's request for Zika emergency funding?
Hit hard and hit early. We need to mobilize funding as quickly as possible, targeted funding. Traditionally, NIH can take a good part of a year to get funding to specific projects if after the project is submitted. So I think we have to fast-track funding for the development of diagnostics and the development of vaccines and therapeutics, and then worry about the causative link between things like microcephaly, Guillain-Barré syndrome, because the research will take longer to figure out whether Zika is definitively the cause of those afflictions. And we should not wait for that to develop the therapeutics, the vaccine, and the diagnostics. So hit hard and hit early is what I would suggest.
Dr. Mario Stevenson heads the Infectious Disease Division at the University of Miami's Medical School. Thanks so much, Dr. Stevenson.
You're welcome.